Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web, www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. Website's all the same. You can send us an email, too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Email us your questions. Maybe you have an insurance question or situation that you don't want to discuss with your agent. Maybe it's a potential claim, and you're unsure if it would be covered or not. Shoot us an email. Maybe we'll turn it into a podcast. Maybe you have a podcast idea of something that you'd like us to cover on a future episode. Send us an email, marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Halloween is coming up, believe it or not. And this week's podcast, I thought I would talk about pumpkin carving safety. Now, this weekend, my family and I are going to go out and pick some pumpkins, and we're going to do the whole pumpkin carving thing. So I was doing some research and found a pretty good article from Good Housekeeping relating to being safe while carving pumpkins. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand corner is the Let's Talk Insurance section. Click on that. That'll bring you to the blog post for today, where there is going to be a link to the article that we are referencing on today's podcast. Highly recommend that you go to Good Housekeeping and check out the full article. Many more tips on being safe this Halloween season. Now, Good Housekeeping, they have several great ideas on how to be safe when carving the pumpkins. Back in the day, it was basically, you know, scooping out the guts, cutting the eyes, the nose, the jagged mouth, throwing in a candle, putting it out on the porch, and there you go. These days, people are into actually carving into the rind of the pumpkin, doing all different lighting effects, making them look really, really neat, really cool. So let's go over some tips that they have on keeping you safe while carving your pumpkins. Okay, and our first tip, it says, the right pumpkin is important. Find a fresh one with a flat bottom and a sturdy stem. I don't know where you live, but out where I live, we've got people with pumpkin trailers sitting in their yards with, you know, all sorts of pre-picked pumpkins, sorted by size and price, so you can check them out. Our grocery stores, they have a ton of pumpkins that you can purchase. Saw that Michael's here locally apparently is selling pumpkins as well for varying prices depending on the size of the pumpkin. Now, I've heard of this tip before. You want to find a fresh one with a flat bottom and a sturdy stem. Take a look at the bottom. Obviously, you want it to stand upright or as upright as possible. You really don't want to cut into the bottom of the pumpkin because it's going to make it rot quicker. So try to find one that's fairly steady or stable. And then, again, get one with a sturdy stem. Some people have said that if you take the stem and you hold the pumpkin up by the stem, if you don't feel it wobble or wiggle, you're good to go. If you feel it wobble or wiggle, that means the pumpkin was cut a while ago and therefore is starting to show its age and isn't going to be a great pumpkin, apparently, from what I've read online. So make sure that you find a fresh one, the flat bottom and a sturdy stem. This next one, I've read about this and I've done this before. It's a great tip. Cut the lid on an angle to prevent it from sliding inside the pumpkin. I always cut mine in kind of like an octagon shape, so that for that exact reason. I remember the first time that I carved a pumpkin, I was a young kid at that point, and I didn't learn that. So I went around and I just cut a circle out, and had issues with keeping the lid on. I can't remember what we did. I don't know if we had taken like toothpicks and shoved them through the flesh of the pumpkin into the lid to keep. I think that's what we did is we took like either toothpicks or maybe bamboo skewers and shoved them through the pumpkin itself into the lid to keep it from sliding through. But yeah, you want to cut like an octagon shape. I mean, you could draw something like that, but cut down in an angle. Don't go up and down when you're cutting the pumpkin. Cut in an angle, like it says. I suppose you could cut them round at an angle to keep them in, but my experience was you don't want to cut up and down when you're cutting your lid. Always cut it at an angle so it won't fall through. Next tip here, it says scrape all the innards out of the pumpkin and thin the walls to 1 1/4 inch thick for easy carving. You definitely don't want to. A lot of the pumpkins these days are really, really thick as far as their rind. So I use a big spoon. They have these pumpkin carving kits that you can get with like these big scrapers with teeth on them. I mean, you could do that, but a big old metal spoon is about all you need to go in there and, number one, cut out all the goop. Save the seeds. I don't know if you've ever had roasted pumpkin seeds. There's tons of recipes on the internet for pumpkin seeds. Now, I will warn you, it's a pain in the butt to separate the seeds out from the rest of the goop, but once you do and you use one of those recipes for roasted pumpkin seeds in your oven, excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. One of the best parts of carving the pumpkin is to take the seeds and be able to eat them later. It says thin the walls to 1 1/4 inch thick. That way it's easier to carve, really, because it's less that your knife has to go through. Because, like I said, a lot of the pumpkins today, they have a really, really thick rind. So if you're able to scrape that rind down on the inside to about an inch, 1 1/4 inch, it says. Be much, much easier for carving. That way you can keep better control of your knife as well. Next tip here, it says hold the pumpkin in your lap, as carving faces or shapes are easier when you're looking down at the pumpkin instead of looking at the pumpkin. Having it sitting upright on a table, you can't really get the angles right to cut your faces in. So yeah, you get yourself a towel. Lay the towel over your lap, put the pumpkin on your lap, and make sure that it's secure and steady, and then it's a lot easier because then you're in a drawing motion when it's in your lap. Much easier to cut the faces that way than sitting upright, and your hands don't want to move the way it wants to move. So you certainly want to check on that, but definitely hold the pumpkin in your lap. For carving faces and shapes, because again, you're looking down. It's like you're doing a writing motion rather than having it upright and being in an awkward position to try to get it. Next tip, it says here, use scraps creatively by making accessories or facial features from them and attaching them to your pumpkin. I've seen people that have taken the, they've done the jagged mouth thing, and then they have the jagged mouthpiece, and basically what they do is they like cut it in half and kind of carve it into some ears or some horns, and then attach it using wooden skewers or toothpicks. Lots of neat ideas. I mean, you can make eyebrows, you can make mustaches, beards, moles, all different kinds of things with the scraps to make your pumpkin stand out and be a little bit different. I like the ones that are kind of like 3D-ish that have the additional stuff on the outside of it. It shows the person as being really creative when they're carving their pumpkin. There's a full article again at goodhousekeeping.com. We want you to go to our website, www.mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, to read the full article from Good Housekeeping. I only shared like 5 tips, and I think there's like 10 or 12 tips for making pumpkin carving safe for you and your young ones with Halloween upcoming. Just want to shoot through those tips one more time. Choose the right pumpkin, find a fresh one with a flat bottom and a sturdy stem. Cut the lid on an angle to prevent it from sliding inside the pumpkin. Scrape all the innards out of the pumpkin and thin the walls to 1 1/4 inch thick. Set aside the pumpkin seeds. Do a search online for roasted pumpkin seeds. Enjoy. Hold the pumpkin in your lap, as carving faces and shapes are easier when you're looking down. And then use scraps creatively by making accessories or facial features and attaching them to the pumpkin using, you know, wooden skewers, toothpicks. I've seen instances of hot glue. I'm not sure if hot glue would work all that well with the wet inside rind of the pumpkin, but you never know. So, again, you can go to our website, www.mvpinsure.us, that's M-V-P-I-N-S-U-R-E, for links, a link to this article from Good Housekeeping with many more tips on pumpkin carving. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web as well. Again, that address is www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Send us an email. You can do that as well. MarciliaIns@gmail.com. That's MarciliaIns@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I really hope and truly say that you have a very good week. Take care.